Now!
Da, 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 da.
Wait, are we starting?
We're live.
We're live.
Is this it?
We're live everywhere.
One, two, three.
Are you ready for the startup experience of a lifetime? Three determined guys building their dreams and sharing their journey. Buckle up and grab a beer, because these guys will blow your mind. You're locked in to the Jerusalem Hub audio experience. And it all starts in three, two, one.
Hello.
Yes.
And welcome to episode 13 of the Jerusalem Hub audio experience. I'm Shalom Makowitz.
Yaro Pacht.
Aaron Menlewitz.
And we are Jerusalem Hub. Welcome to the Jerusalem Hub studio. Okay.
Lame.
Yeah, super lame. The purpose of this podcast is for us to show you our journey as we grow as a business and a company. And yeah, that's the purpose.
We have to educate you guys so you guys can take value from our broadcasts and impose it into your businesses and life to build yourselves and your businesses and your life. There you go.
And okay.
And be cool like us. Cool.
Hopefully we can get you motivated to start some sort of passion project for yourself. On your own. That way, you know, maybe down the road you can get in touch with us and we can show you how we did it. Or you can just watch our podcast and you'll see it.
Watch us go from 0 to 1 million.
Also welcome those who are watching us on YouTube Live and Facebook Live.
Facebook.
Are there any other lives that we need to be on?
No. No, we're also recording with the regular camera.
That's true, we are. Okay.
Three at once. Let that be a lesson.
Just to give you guys a run through of what we did this past week, we had a lot of new meetings with a lot of new people. We're not going to discuss it. We had, we're helping some new clients in their early stages of developing their businesses or whatever business ideas they have. We started working on agreements, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to elaborate on that? That's your project there.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So we have a phase plan. I'm going to back it up just a little bit. We have a phase plan. What a phase plan is, you might call it a business plan, but basically it's like we wrote out over the next 2 years, what is our business going to look like from day one to 3 months, from 3 months to 6 months, from 6 months to a year, from a year to 2 years, right? Like
right.
That. We have it up to 2 years so far. Mm-hmm. It's going to go further at some point. But the point is, we wanted to track our progress and also give ourselves kind of a guide how to get from point A to point Z. So we had a point where we're like, okay, now we got to go from building a brand, which is what we've been focusing on mostly for the past couple of months since we started, to monetization.
Right.
Make this puppy into a real business.
Let's also keep in mind there that we have moved a lot quicker than we had expected.
Right, yeah, so something that Aaron and I were talking about is we weren't even supposed to get to this point where we're at for another 3 months according to the plan that we wrote out. So we're really happy and proud of the results we have thus far, how we're already that far along.
Moving forward.
Right. So basically with that being said, what we're up to right now is we're starting to create partnership agreements for ourselves, NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, partnership agreements, fee agreements, all these kinds of contracts so that we can put it in front of people and make a legitimate business claim and not have any, like everyone's safe, everyone
right.
feels like this is legitimate and move forward with getting ourselves on the map as a proper monetized business,
right.
As well as putting out more content, building our brand, building our self brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Branding.
Personal
branding. Our personal branding. Thank you. That's the word I'm looking for.
No problem.
And
Jerusalem Hub branding.
The Jerusalem Hub brand. So that's what we're doing on a big scale.
In other words, also known as professionalism and responsibility.
What's interesting is that what's interesting is the fact that we kind of did the chicken or egg thing. We just started pushing out Jerusalem Hub. Like loud, made a lot of noise in the beginning. And now it came to the point where we're at the necessity phase of we need contracts because we can't function. So it's like we spoke about in previous podcasts about like hitting that wall. We're at that point now where we gotta build those contracts. And we didn't think about it before and like, oh, when we start off, we're gonna have to think about making contracts. What are we gonna do then? We didn't think that way. We're like, we'll get there when we get there, and we're there.
What's interesting, that goes back to at the very beginning, and this is something we talked about. We had a little snippet about it, and it was one of our earlier podcasts, about not getting caught up in the details. That's something I know for a fact myself. If I would have thought of that 3 months ago when we first started, I would have freaked out and bounced. Because I would have been like, what are we going to do when we get there? We don't know what we're doing. Now we do know what we're doing. Now we know what it looks like to create a contract. Now, so those are things when we said, just start. Just get yourself off the ground. Don't let the details 3 months from now stop you now. That's exactly what we're talking about. These are things that just kind of popped up in our faces, and we kind of figured them out as they came to us, as opposed to, well, what am I going to do when I have real paying clients? Figure that out when you get there. You don't even have that problem yet. Why are you creating that as a problem before you even got there?
And on top of that, it's a good problem. You want those paying clients.
Yep. Preach.
I thought you were going to continue. It sounded like there was more to that sentence.
There's a lot more to that. But that's more.
Yeah, another cool thing just for people out there, if you have built yourself a phase plan in terms of starting your business, which is we highly suggest that you do, just so that you can kind of make a goal and reach it, is that it's come to that point where we've reached the phase plan in a sense that like everyone, at least one person has got to be doing something every day.
Yep.
So we're going to start implementing a rotation kind of a service where it's like, you know, we understand we have social lives, we have families to take care of, stuff like that, but like we're going to reach that point where the workhorse machine is just going to start working overtime, which is exciting because
And then eventually when the cash flow comes in, we're going to have people doing that for us, and we'll be sipping tequila
in Bora Bora. But yeah, I mean, it's really exciting. For me personally, it's exciting just because, you know, I'm doing something not a lot of people are doing, and that's what keeps me moving. Okay.
Amazing.
Moving on to, we usually don't hit this early, but we're going to move on to current affairs in the business world. You had that, right? Or did you have something? You both had something.
You had something, didn't you?
You said? You did.
I got something.
He's got something.
He got something.
Lots of stuff. Very interesting. Google opened up a accelerator program in Tel Aviv.
Ooh.
Got a warm on this. I should have this already ready. Yeah, anyway. Here. Google Launchpad for Google Launchpad Accelerator. That's what it's really called. So it's really helping startups from around the world in developing apps. So what they do is they give access. Google, when they released recently a whole system on their newest update, which you've probably gotten latest Androids, where you have access to their AI and their machine learning system. And now they're making that available to startups, which is pretty incredible because now we have access to Google's database, their whole server system.
Like their R&D or?
So the way, let's go back to the way internet works. When you log into Facebook, you access Facebook server. When you go onto Google and you do a search, you're going through Google's search system, which is wherever their servers are based, which is now all over the world. So they've been developing, they do a lot of crazy stuff, like, you know, they have the Pixel, they have multiple other types of devices and technology that they created. So one of them that they've been developing is really deep AI, which is artificial intelligence, which is gathered in data from millions of people and millions of images and resources. Basically, if you take like the Google Pixel, for example, and you take a picture of a flower, it's going to tell you what flower that is based on using machine learning and artificial intelligence that they keep on their thing. So now they're making that open source for everyone to use.
Wow.
And they're launching it now for startups, especially in Israel, so they could build apps based on Google's new artificial intelligence system.
So I guess Jerusalem Hub's going to get on that sooner rather than later.
Wait, so they're just going to give this information to just random startups?
They're giving the resource that thinks for them.
How does that benefit?
You can now build apps using AI. Like, there's so many things. Or machine learning. Their machine learning system, meaning, like, let's say you want to create I've seen this before, a racetrack with a car on it that's based, that works on an app, and that car could learn its way around the whole entire map based using Google's machine learning system.
Okay.
That goes over anybody's head.
That's really crazy, yeah.
But, totally. So, like, there's millions of things that, like, facial recognition, you can use in security, oh, this is actually this guy's face, you can link it to terrorists, and the things go on and on and on.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Did anyone have anything else to add to that? No? All right, so then we're done with current affairs. Now
awesome.
it's on to Uncut and From the Heart. This is your favorite,
right?
I love
this section. Yeah.
I'm going to first start off by saying we had one day where we just grinded away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was awesome.
It was like my one day off, and I was just like, and I was, I think I was, I don't know if I told this to you or I told this to my brother. Mm-hmm. I was just like, I don't like taking vacation. Like, I don't like taking days off because
right.
it kind of kills my routine.
Right.
And I kind of want to feel like I'm doing something productive. And I was like, but this was one of the best days off I've ever taken. I got to exercise. I got to start some new habits that I'm trying to implement. And
mm-hmm.
I worked my butt off.
We actually had a full, almost a full 9-to-5 day where the only focus was on Jerusalem Hub.
Yeah,
and the thing is, we don't usually get a lot of those because it's usually like a couple hours here, a couple of things getting done in between the cracks or like on breaks,
yeah.
Just because of jobs and such. But this is something that, I mean, I think at least we should implement once a week where we have a full day or at least half a day, like where we can sit down and grind and feed off of each other's energy, which is, it's a lot easier to do that when you're sitting in the same spot and not just communicating
right.
over WhatsApp or a phone call. But that it was really
when we're actually able to communicate and build
yeah.
right.
ideas.
Well, like we're like as we've been like as we go along, as you've been noticing, we've been becoming like we've been working much better as a well-oiled machine, trying to figure out everyone's strengths and weaknesses and stuff like that. And I think those things are finally beginning to come on, help me out here. I'm like losing my train of thought.
They're beginning to form into something real.
Correct. Like we're finally learning what it means to put in those extra hours of work in order to build a dream,
mm-hmm.
in order to build a company.
I mean, I personally used to really enjoy, I mean, we still do it sometimes, where it's like, okay, listen, I gotta get to bed because I gotta wake up tomorrow morning, but then we just end up staying up till 3 or 4 in the morning, just like, hey man, let's grind, let's make this happen. Oh,
yeah.
You put out new content, you read this article about this so you can learn a new skill. I don't know, whatever it is. There's all sorts of things.
I mean, a cool thing
always
is that if you, I mean, correct, tell me if you guys feel this way, I can only speak for myself, but like, with the shift of the seasonal shift, we're heading into summer soon. At least that's what it is here in Israel.
Sure.
Longer days.
Yeah, longer days.
Yeah,
and
that's
like,
awesome.
There's more sunlight, more happiness, and like that in itself has changed my whole attitude in the sense that I'm just like I don't care how long the sun's up. I don't care. You know what I mean? I'm just gonna work because we're so close for like huge things to start happening.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and I'm already starting like in my mind. I'm already thinking about what. Like the next few days are gonna look like, and what the future is gonna look like, and like how close we are to big things actually happening.
We've also noticed that these big things are happening, and we're not like slowing down and pacing ourselves.
We got a surge of energy.
We are doing tons more. Like for example, our podcast right now, we're streaming two places at once instead of one.
This is the first time we're doing that too.
Right. Yeah.
On Facebook and YouTube.
Yep.
But like we it's interesting how we came from that point of. We're afraid to do something. We're like, remember that one time? Yeah, I have to apologize. I think I yelled at you.
Okay.
But the one time we were like, someone told me they think the podcast is too long. I was like, no! Content is content is content.
Content
and look,
is king.
Look what's going on here.
We're still here.
And when I did this, I was pointing to all the cameras.
You know what's funny? When
you doing that.
When they told us the podcast was too long, the next one was longer.
Right.
That's true. That's true. And like, look what we did. I spent the last few days going through the podcast so we have more content for you people to see.
So it's interesting, I was actually discussing this with one of my friends, where he was saying, yeah, listen, I love what you guys are doing, but I can't sit through a whole hour-long podcast, which, by the way, people have. We have the proof
yeah.
for it. But putting that aside, though, the point in it is not just to have hour-long podcasts for you guys to watch. It's that we can cut them up into little snippets of little pieces of either advice or motivation or something
yeah.
just of value that you can take and use, and then putting those out on the internet. That's
right.
where the money maker is in terms of personal branding, in terms of giving something of value. Not so that you can sit there while you're on your computer at work watching the whole thing, which if you do, good for you.
Right. And I'll foreshadow that with, yeah. We're probably going to get to books at some point, but I'll just say, in Crushing It, there's, he lists this, he shows this graphic, which in our edit video, I'll just pop it right there. yeah. And so, there. And right on my hand, right in front of Jaren's face. So the graphic has, it has the his method that he built with his team, how they distribute content.
Right.
So it starts with the main piece of content, and then it goes down where you see little micro contents, which he is doing basically what we're doing basically what he's doing.
Right.
We're taking one big long chunk, we're chopping it down and fitting it into all the mediums like Twitter, Instagram stories, reformatting it to fit everything, and really we should be adding subtitles because people usually watch videos empty, but yeah.
That's cool. I mean, we will get there, obviously.
Yeah.
We're like one step away from
it. It's just micro content.
The crazy thing is that everything we do is just always something more.
Yeah.
I think it's so exciting how we've got, I mean, we're everywhere. We're literally everywhere. We're on YouTube, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter. We're on Instagram, or we're on Stumbled Upon, or we're on Pinterest, right?
Yeah.
We're on every single social media site that you can think of, we're there. We've also been...
podcasting.
By podcasting. We've been to live events. We've created live events. We're going to create more live events. We're going to go to other networking events. We're putting out all sorts of other content through other avenues that we're not going to discuss at the moment. But literally, anywhere that you can look on the internet, we're there in some way, shape, or form. Alexa skills, that's another one I forgot about.
True.
All, like, 7 podcasting
and the things, thing,
right?
Yeah, that too. And the thing I think is interesting is some people might have doubts, like, yeah, but you guys don't have 1 million followers on your podcast or on your YouTube page or on your Facebook page.
We did when they were starting out.
Right, but this is the point, though. It doesn't matter. Why doesn't it matter? Because we're everywhere. So when we get to that point where we have that following that we're trying to build... You can find us anywhere. We're not in this space. We're not over there. You just type in Jerusalem Hub. We'll show up wherever it's most convenient
and
for you.
On top of that, even deeper, if someone doesn't find us on Twitter or someone doesn't find us on Facebook, someone might find us on Instagram. Someone doesn't find us on all those places, they might find us on Stitcher or they might just find us on Apple Podcasts. If they don't find us anywhere else, maybe they'll find us on Alexa Skills. If they don't find us anywhere else, maybe they'll find us on one of those listing sites that we're throwing ourselves on.
Honestly, short of walking down the street with the Jerusalem Hub sign in hand, which I think we should start doing.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, if it's short of that,
let's print stickers that have say Jerusalem Hub. .com and just
I'll put it on my
put them
computer.
On every single bus stop in Jerusalem.
For sure, I'm down.
And until someone tears it down, we're gonna be everywhere more than Nana.
There you go.
That is quite a goal. That's
and when the municipality watches this and sees that, they're going to sue us. But until then, we're everywhere. So keep an eye out.
Basically,
until the area
to sum it all up, the uncut and from the heart part, if you've been following us since the beginning or since a few episodes back when we implemented this section of our podcast, business has its ups and downs. And all you got to do is you just got to keep grinding, keep working, no matter what's going on, no matter what's going on inside your head, you need to realize, we actually spoke about this with your father, that we realized that, like, you just disregard the emotion, because that's not what the real problem is. The real problem is in front of you. This is the real problem. Whatever's going on in my computer that I have to do to work.
Yeah, you know where the real problem is?
Or in your head.
Right, I was about to, right there. That's where,
well,
that's
what
the real,
saying.
All right, well.
I was saying that.
Robbery.
Yeah, come on. Come on, man. Come on. Anyhow, we are going to... Actually, you know what? I'm going to do this a little differently. I was going to go to books, but I think because of the vibe, we're going to go to our other new thing, which is LOA, baby.
Who wants to tell the YouTube story?
Me. Okay.
Wait, this is part of LOA?
Yes. Yeah, of course it is.
Oh, man, this is LOA to
this
the
is LOA, yeah, this is the perfect LOA story. LOA, Law of... Can you put it like there? Law of Attraction?
Yes.
All right, cool. So...
It's going to be awkward when he doesn't do that.
Right. All right, but basically, the Law of Attraction states, you know, put something out there, create it, share it, and then take actions to get there. So for us at Jerusalem Hub, we started implementing this last week, and we had a major Law of Attraction moment, baby. How did it go? We said, within the next, what was it, 48 hours?
You sounded like Grant Cardone for a
second. Yeah, I know, right? That was on purpose.
No, I wrote, we are getting 100 followers.
We are getting 100 subscribers on YouTube.
Oh, this story.
Yes.
Oh,
okay. We are getting 100 subscribers on YouTube in the next 48 hours. We don't know how we're going to do it. Yeah. We don't know what we're going to do. It's happening.
We started at 32.
Right, 31 or 32, right.
So we needed 70.
Now, just before I get into the actual story of it, now we're 110. Just for anybody who's listening. Within 36 hours, was it?
36 hours.
Right, so we beat our goal.
Under 36 hours.
Under 36 hours, we beat our goal. How? We said, we declared it. We owned it. We said, this is happening.
Yeah.
This is happening. There is no, well, we fall short. Well, maybe we get there, maybe we don't. It's like, no, we got 48 hours to make this happen. What did we do? We just went to everyone we knew, and we said, guys, make this happen. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. My mom was sitting there. She was inviting people. I was inviting people. Aaron was inviting people.
Dripping.
Right, we were like, we're getting there. It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter what it is. We're getting to 100 subscribers.
Yeah, I think I sent so... Sorry, yeah, you were like really...
I know, I was really bad. No, it's all good.
I think I sent so many... the same messages on Facebook that Facebook wouldn't allow me to send any more messages.
And by the way, and we got our goal, and what happened at the end of that? Our YouTube URL went from YouTube-7XZY4, whatever it was, and it went to YouTube-Jerusalem Hub, which is amazing for our SEO and makes it a lot easier to find this.
I remember there was like...
It makes it more legit,
There was two more hours to the 36 mark, and we needed another 18 subscribers, and like, I wrote in the group, they're coming.
And then they came.
Within an hour and a half.
Law of attraction.
It works.
I personally love about that attitude is I think at the same night we hit 100 and Aaron puts in the group, he's like, it was something like, guys, this amazing thing's happening. We're going to have 1,000 followers on Facebook by the end of April.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, how does he know that? Because he wasn't asking, he wasn't suggesting, he was saying, guys,
it's gonna
as far happen. As I'm concerned, this has already happened.
Yeah.
And I got that vibe. That was
my exact attitude of throwing like the YouTube subscriber thing, like it's gonna happen, and it happened.
And for those people out there who are listening, like you guys are crazy. Shut up. You know what? One day you're gonna have a dream, you're gonna wanna build it, and you're gonna be like, how do I keep myself motivated? And you're gonna remember this whole podcast, this conversation we're having, and realize law of attraction is the real freaking deal.
Because it's not about magic and voodoo. It's not about, you know, you might look at it from that perspective also, but put that aside for a second. It's not about, hey man, I say something's gonna happen and it's magically gonna pop up in front of me. That's not even what we're talking about. What we're talking about is when that's your mindset, when your mental mindset is literally, I'm focusing right here, this is gonna happen, your brain just finds way, it comes up with ways for that to happen.
Yeah, that's you're basically restructuring your whole brain vibrations in order to be succinct with that action that already should happen.
We've implemented this law of attraction thing since we've begun to like really implement it, like we've kind of hit that point where it's like, I don't care anymore, I'm just going to do whatever it takes to make this work. We started envisioning our own success, like you and I were talking like maybe a half hour ago.
Yeah.
No longer, like an hour ago, we were talking, we were just like, yeah, I want to travel the world, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to, you know, it seems crazy, because you're not there yet, but if you just, if you talk about it like it's gonna happen, beautiful things happen, because it's a conviction, you're saying, I'm gonna do this no matter what, no one's gonna stop me.
Yeah.
It's a matter of, it's the same principle as, I think we may have discussed it, I'm not sure though, but it's the same principle as, hey, you're buying a new car, right? Hey, I want to buy a new Toyota Camry. I mean, that's a bad example because they're everywhere anyways. But I want to buy a new, a new Mitsubishi, this Eclipse, right?
Yeah.
Before that, you saw them here and there. The second you start looking for it, they're everywhere. That's how it always happens. And that right there is the law of attraction.
Like, another crazy thing is, there's this a cool law of attraction quote where it's just like, keep working until the doors of your cars go like this. Until they go up. Which is an interesting thing. Like, people are like, shut up, that's stupid. But it's like, no, legit, it'll happen for you.
The important thing to realize is that law of attraction can also work the opposite way. Right. When you are living a brain in your mind, a negative throwing out those negative vibes, like, oh no, this is impossible, I can't do it, I hate going to work, I don't want to get up, it's too cold outside, I don't want to pay taxes, work sucks, my friends suck.
The point is, the law of attraction...
Those things will come to you when you think about it.
Right.
When you try not to think about it, like, oh, I'm not going to think about how depressed I am, then you're going to keep being depressed.
Also, he and I have been talking about this for a while, even before Jerusalem Hub started.
Yeah.
How we're talking about the shift.
Shift.
Right? You feel this shift that life is just, it's as if like the world is turning. Right? Mm-hmm. You know how the world rotates, the whole, you know?
Yeah.
It's like things are just shifting now. And it's like we're more exposed to the sunlight. We see what the possibilities are. We're no longer in this.
But the only difference, and this was key for us, the only difference is before we'd walk around and be like, guys, the shift is coming. It's here. I see it. I feel it happening.
Yeah.
And it was like, that's nice. But then we realized that's great, and it's going
to
come at some point.
Actually, I would say that would be, I'm sorry to do that
to you,
please. But I would say that would be the beginning of us implementing the law
sure.
of attraction without realizing that we were...
You didn't realize it.
But right.
Most people do that without realizing.
It's true. Most people don't even realize when
they're
putting
something
out there.
But now that you know the actual secret, you could use it to anything.
Because now it's not about, now that, for example, now it's not about waiting for shifts to come. It's, the shift is coming, I'm going to jump on my horse and go and meet it halfway.
Boom.
Like you could do, if you want to try yourself, do these micro experiments. Like I know my wife is watching right now, so she's probably going to do something to say, Aaron, come home now.
Hello.
And I will be home. So, just a good joke. That wasn't a joke, though.
Another cool thing that I kind of touched up on before with the uncut from the heart section is understanding the seasons. Like, when you go into depth with this, I'm not going to go too much in depth because I'm sure we'll talk about it at some point later on in the future, but when you go in depth, winter is a morbid season, and you kind of have to prepare yourself. No, winter's fun. Okay, all the funnest sports are in winter, even though baseball's cool too, but playoff time is always in the winter.
Yeah.
The beginning of baseball's in the winter, the kishkas, the middle, the not-so-fun part, because it's like a billion games,
right.
is in the middle, you know, that's in the summer. The point is that it's hard to get through winters. Everyone talks about it was a tough winter.
Yeah.
Winter is coming, as they say in Game of Thrones, right? Because winter is a morbid time, and you have to start the momentum. This is where the momentum begins. Winter is ending. The sun is coming out. This is where the momentum begins in a sense that you have to start doing everything that you can so that you can get ready for the winter. Like how bears go foraging because they're going to hibernate through the winter. You're trying to gather all you can, all the knowledge you can, all the momentum you can, so that the winter can be a great winter. So understanding the seasons, that's a very important thing. I've also noticed that, and I've been on top of myself about this because I find this to be very important. I also noticed that our language has changed with the way that we are talking, which is highly important.
Yeah.
Where like I used to say, I want to have this, or if we become successful, it's like, no, when we become successful, when I have this happening. It sounds dumb. For those of you out there who are down in the dirts, I feel for you. Like my heart goes out there for you. We've all been there. Just start. It sounds weird. The way you speak to yourself, the language that you're saying outwardly, you will begin to believe it. Just go for it.
Right.
Like, I don't know how much more I can stress that, unless you guys want to chime in on that.
Yeah, so there's a lot to say about that. There's something called NLP. I think we brought this up also. Neuro-linguistic programming. You could basically change the way you think, and you could change your whole entire physiology just by the words you say and the things you think.
Right.
I've actually overcame sickness, got rid of headaches. I think I almost had the flu, but I talked myself out of it. No jokes. Sounds weird, but it actually works. I've talked myself out of headaches. I said that. I actually had this weird twinge in my leg. It was like really, really painful. And talked myself out of that. And also UTI. But that was really painful. So really, like NLP is basically what you're scratching the surface of.
Mm-hmm.
The way you talk, the way you think about things, the way you approach your life. It's all,
so just,
all tied together.
Just so people,
that's part of LOA.
That's
what it is.
Do you have, you want to... I mean, just give a personal experience.
Well,
that I said can be backed up with.
No, I've definitely had even before I knew about like this kind of stuff. I've definitely had, and I think everybody has to some extent. They just don't know it. Things where they like they deeply think and imagine it, and somehow it shows up.
Yeah.
trying to think of one specific one in my life. Okay. I know definitely when I was in the Army, I had quite a few moments where I'd be like, we'd be going through an exercise or some sort of training, and I'd be terrified because I don't know what they're going to get us into next. Mm-hmm. And I would just be like, close my eyes, I'm like, please just get me through this. Like, just get me through this. Make me be able to make it to the end and not like run away. I don't even know. I just like didn't want to be there. And somehow things always kind of worked out in a way where, I mean, it didn't make it easier, but I always got through it. I just made it through. And I didn't even know how.
Right.
It would just be like, I don't see myself making through it. And then, I mean, I have asthma, and that's something I hid during the Army. And I was like, I got to bounce. I didn't tell them about it. I'm having asthma right now, and I don't know how much further I'm going to be able to go with this. And just somehow, I was like, but I don't want to quit. I don't want to walk away. I want to find a way to make this work. And somehow, honestly, I don't even remember how I made it through. I just kind of did.
That's how you did it. Auto-suggestion.
Yeah.
You just kept telling yourself.
I was just kind of like, I got to make it through. I just got to. And there were even areas where I almost got to the point where I was about to call myself out or something, and things would happen where I'd go up to my commander and be like, listen, I got to talk to you for a second. I don't know if I can do this. And he would somehow walk away, and then I'd have this thought like, give it another hour. See what happens. And that's what went through like for weeks at a time, and that's how I got through them.
Awesome.
And I think that's very associated with this.
100%.
That's the way it works.
Yeah. As like, now that we have pinpointed where the vision, well, like what drives the vision through, we are going to continue to take you along this journey of what the law of attraction has been doing for us. I, even though like now that I've actually pinpointed what it is, like it's still very new to me and there's still a lot that I have to learn from it, but
yeah.
I'm excited to continue to talk about it, especially for those out there who have been through a lot and are trying to find ways to kind of get themselves out of those funks.
We could do workshops on this stuff.
For sure. Now we're going to move on to something. Do you guys want to do books, or do you want to do Habits of an Entrepreneur? It's up to you.
Go for it.
Let's start with Master. Habits.
Go for it. Okay.
Let's start with Habits.
Let's start with Habits of an Entrepreneur, since we're like kind of shifting into that mode.
Which I think we basically foreshadowed.
Yeah.
Think the think. Do the do. Think what you do. Do what you think.
Do what you think. Do what you think.
So what I'm as an entrepreneur, I would say just keep pushing through, keep working, because the thing is that success, if you sit and you don't do anything, success is not going to find you. You know, you have to go out there and look. There's no such thing as there's no such thing as a genie in a bottle. You rub the bottle and he grants you three wishes and he says, I want this, that, and the other. It doesn't exist. So you have to, my Habits of an Entrepreneur is like, as we're discussing about how now there's going to be more hands on deck. There's going to be more things going on a daily basis. Just put in the work.
Yeah.
And persevere through it. Use the law of attraction as your way to fuel you through those engagements, and just keep pushing. Keep grinding. I did it. I'm sorry for hitting the table. I apologize. But keep grinding. You know what I mean? That would be my thing. Grinding would be my thing.
Keep growing.
Do you guys have anything you want to add, like just from your own personal experience that happened this past week, or anything that you've been implementing for a while? Nothing.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, I personally started doing like this based on the law of attraction meditation every morning and every night for a few minutes. It's insane because, you know, I did meditation, like I have a little bit of background in that, like just doing that in general, but now it's kind of opened up to me in a new way where I can meditate now and I'll do it for like half an hour, like at night before I go to sleep. I'll say like, I'm going to meditate for 5-10 minutes. And like, I open my eyes half an hour later. I'm like, whoa, I can go for another half hour. Easy. So what I do personally, maybe you guys want to do it too, is I just sit there and I think about, just like envision, this is what I want. Me, hell, I'm going to put one of them out there. I see in 5 years, the Jerusalem Hub logo on one of those 40-story buildings in front of the Tachanun Merkezi, in front of the central station right here in Jerusalem. That's what I see. I see myself looking down at my phone, and I see my bank account filled to the top.
With Coca-Cola.
Exactly.
And Mentos. That's a bad.
I see myself cashing a million shekel check like this, like it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I see myself standing in front of a crowd of 5,000 people at a
eating gummy bears.
Eating gummy
Me
bears.
Too.
And at a TED Talk, talking and inspiring thousands of people.
I love that.
Right.
That's what I see. And I sit there and I'll just like think about that and see it as if like I'm in front of that crowd right now. This is happening. I see like I'm walking, and it's the same image every time. I'm walking out of the building, I look up, it's a beautiful day, and I see the blue Jerusalem Hub logo shining on top of this 40-story building. And that's what I see every single time. I just envision that, feel that. What does that feel like? What does that look like? Who's around me? What does it smell like? Make it like it's a movie, like a 4D experience. So that's personally one thing that I do.
Right, so yeah. I'll just add to that. This morning, I thought a lot of people we've spoken with, a lot of entrepreneurs who have ideas, a lot of startups we've sat with, us ourselves, we battle with this, the problem of taking action.
Uh-oh, I did it this time.
You did it me.
Right.
I did.
Thank you. Taking action. So I built this these 5 steps of taking action based on LOA and based on a lot of other things that I've learned over the past few months, years. So basically the 5 steps go as follows, if I may.
Go.
Yeah. 1, write down the goal of the action and plan a date to have it completed. Very good. 2.
That one scares me.
Read your goal and imagine the goal as if you have it, and do that twice a day, once in the morning and once in the evening. This is using that whole idea of auto-suggestion, like you told yourself that I'm gonna make it through this whole thing. Right. So this, plant that in your head that this is my ultimate goal and that's what I'm going to be getting into. Mm-hmm. 3, commit to the action and goal in front of people who will hold you accountable.
Yeah.
Like tell someone like who's watching or who you see every day, like, yeah, I'm gonna get 100 grand in 3 months. Dude, what's that? Yeah. And then they're gonna come to you in a month or now, how is your goal going? Yeah. And then you're gonna feel like, oh, I better really get on that, because I'm just gonna feel like an idiot.
Because it makes you accountable for
it. It's social accountability.
Right.
That you have that pressure from someone else and not just yourself internally. 4, list the tasks needed to get your goal off the ground. Meaning, like, what are the steps to get this thing going? What do I need to do? Because that comes over time.
Right.
And 5, do the first task. Because once you start it, you ain't stopping. And then you move on from there. Those are my 5 steps Sweet. To action.
Thank 5 you. Steps to action. It's on Instagram. It's on Facebook.
Yeah.
As you guys can realize, this, for those that are listening and for those that are going to be listening in the future, this is all repetitive. Like, it's repetition, repetition, repetition. That's the only way you're going to be able to get where you need to go, where you want to go, rather.
Exactly.
So now we're going to move on to books. And I totally blocked. And here we go, books.
Oh my gosh, books.
Oh my gosh, books.
Oh my gosh.
So, I'll start with myself. I started, as per recommendation of this man here, I started Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Would you like to explain how your mind is right now?
Okay, so first of all, I'm not done with it, and I'm probably going to go through it again. This, as we coined, this is the Bible. Every book that we have discussed on this podcast, this is the daddy of them all.
Napoleon Hill.
It's the source.
The source.
So quick background on Napoleon Hill, because I think he's the father of everything, whether it be just like he's the father of success as a skill, not as like, you know.
I want to pull that back. He puts all of his success and attribution to that to Dale Carnegie, or however you say his
Andrew,
last name.
Andrew Carnegie.
Dale Carnegie.
I think it's Andrew Carnegie.
Either way, Carnegie.
One of the Carnegies. But the point is, Napoleon Hill, he.
It's Andrew?
I'm pretty sure it was Andrew, the owner of the American Steel Corporation.
Yeah.
Andrew Carnegie.
You were right.
Andrew Carnegie.
Right.
Either way. So Napoleon Hill, he took a mission on. He said, I see all these incredibly successful people at what they're doing. How are they doing it? It can't be that some people just by chance get somewhere in life and some people don't. So what he did is he quit everything. He picked up and he went and met and got to know, I think it was something like 50 or 100 of the most successful people in the United States at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he got to know them well, and he wrote a book about what makes them tick. What do they do differently? What do they share? What's in common with them that I can implement for myself and anybody can take and do that'll make a difference for them so they can get to where they want to be? Because according to Napoleon Hill, who's the father, grandpappy of all this stuff, he said, there's no accident. There's no, you're either born with a spoon in your mouth or you're not. You either make it or you don't. You either develop the skill or you settle for less.
Right.
So he literally dedicated his whole life to that. And because of him, the whole industry of, or he's at least one of the people who have created this whole industry of creating success as a skill, as opposed to just hoping things fall into your lap.
So I can tell you two things so far that have really resonated with me in the book. There's one story of, I don't remember exactly who it was, but there's this guy, he owned a store, and this girl came into the store and was like, my mom needs 50 cents. And he's like, get out of here. He's like, and she's like, okay. So you said, get out of here. But she didn't move. And she's like, my mom needs 50 cents. He's like, could you go already?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, my mom needs 50 cents. And then he's like, get out of here. And then, like, she keeps asking, and the guy's just doing his thing to the point where he doesn't even realize that she's there. And then he notices, as he's walking by her, he's like, oh, there she is. She's like, what are you still doing here? He's like, my mom needs 50 cents. He's like, you know what? Here's 50 cents. And people are sitting there watching. He's like, you fought the girl the whole time. Why did she end up giving her the money? He's like, because the perseverance, how she never gave up. She never gave up. She had a goal in mind, and no matter how scary the task was, she was going to see it through. And she ended up winning.
Right, she was actually a black slave.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. Which was insane. It blew my mind. I was like, "That it's literally as simple as that.
She whipped him.
Yeah. And he just, and he, they described in the book that he was like, he was awestruck.
He was shaken, right.
He was like, oh, this girl was like, her perseverance, what she was able to do, the confidence, the stoic confidence that she had to see it through to the end. It was just like, wow, that's a lesson to be learned. And that's the interesting part, is that even though that is in itself is one huge lesson, the other lesson is the fact that the guy involved who ended up giving the girl the money learned the lesson from what she did to him.
Right.
He's like, damn.
She learned that.
Damn.
Sorry, he learned that and used that.
Damn. Right? And he realized that, okay, she deserves the money. Another thing that I really liked about the from the book so far is he mentions at some point, he's like, you have to keep working. You have to keep putting in the efforts, and you have to switch your mindset to the point where you're gonna work, because the second you start making money, it's going to come in abundance, and it's going to continue to come.
Right, and you're going to wonder where.
And you're going to wonder where the hell this stuff is coming from, and that it's coming already.
It's going to be moving like this, and at some point, all of a sudden.
Yeah, and that's the part that like I literally wake up every morning, and when I open my computer and I'm starting to do work, I keep thinking about that. I was like, yeah, I'm that close, and then it's just all going to come, and it's just like that part blows my mind, because not only, I mean, based off of the law of attraction, but not only that, when I listen to this book and I hear what the different things that people are implementing in order to achieve their success, I'm just like, it doesn't seem far-fetched to me. It's like, this is legitimate. This is how it works. This is how it happens. Now, but I can go on and on talking about this book, so I'm going to move on. I'm also in the middle of Crushing It by Gary Vee, which basically discusses people's successes so far in the new way of the business world is changing, as well as how people can implement their children and themselves into engulfing themselves in this new business world.
Yeah.
I am done. Yeah. It's your turn.
I finished last night The Subtle Art. Awesome book.
Okay,
fine. I'm not giving up.
Beep. Right. It's a great book. I think everyone should read it. Mark Mason, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, great book. Surprisingly, not about what you think it is about.
It's an incredible book, actually. I like it.
Oh, I love that book. And I just started reading Financial Intelligence for Entrepreneurs by Karen Berman and Joe Knight. They do a very good job of describing the art of finance from the perspective of somebody who maybe doesn't know a whole lot, or for somebody who does and just wants to sharpen their skills. So I think it's a really valuable book.
Amazing. So yeah, I'm still. I started, Think and Grow Rich,
boom,
a week ago, and I'm like on my third time through it, or second and a half. Really, what my goal right now is, like, I know I want to learn more and do other things, but right now I'm focused on making those. There's about 13 principles, he says. There's really different, they're all very different, very interesting parts to getting to that point where you could just create with your mind, and things will happen. It's not just about becoming extremely rich, because there's so many other things you can do with your mind. So I want to get to the point where I just memorize it and I can implement it at will. So I'm just going to go through this a few more times until I get there. Probably next up, I'm probably going to look for something more on the, what's the word for it? Like specialized stuff. Like when we're learning more things, maybe marketing, PR, I'm probably going to read a book about that. Who knows?
Yeah, another cool thing I want to add about Think and Grow Rich is that when you recommended it to me, I was going on a rant about something. You're like, shut up, listen to this book, and don't do anything while you're listening to it. I was like, I was like, okay, I will do that. And then I started thinking about, I was like, when am I not doing anything? So it actually happened to me that at one point, I couldn't sleep. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to listen to this book. I'll listen to the first four chapters. And I was and
it's a different world when you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
Because you actually give your full cognitive attention to it. We can actually use this as a plug. You could check out all the books that we've been reading, and we're adding more to it constantly. We have 10 books on there right now. JerusalemHub.com/books. If you go there right now, you can get 2 free books on Audible, which is amazing, because like, who doesn't want 2 free Audible books where you could be just listening to books when you're traveling? You don't have to always sit down and open a book.
Or working.
Listen to it. Or working. Just get educated. JerusalemHub.com/books. Awesome. COOKS.
And they all have awesome descriptions.
Yeah,
awesome descriptions by
Sean's brother.
Now we're going to move on to our last section of the podcast before we close you out here. Motivation. Something I noticed as we have been moving along with our progress.
We have one question
now. Okay, fine. We'll get to that. Fine. You want to do the question now?
It's just a quick question.
Do the question.
Hey, Shalom. Can you please pick up the yogurt from the office? I just had to do that. Shout out to Huda Mac.
Oh my god.
You tagged Jerusalem.
You did it. Jerusalem.
Have you seen that? What an... Okay, you're awesome. He's a boss. I like that. That's good.
You just entered unicorn boss level.
By the way, you know why I like that right now? Because since we started this podcast and I've been asking people to ask us questions... I said, say something funny, say something stupid, and someone finally did it, and I'm really happy that that happened.
Yeah. So what happened to the yogurt?
First of all, he's supposed to get the yogurt, not me.
Oh, okay.
So that's not cool that he did that. You're in, well, very big trouble. But, so we'll move on to motivation now. There are no more questions.
Yeah.
No more questions. And now we're moving on to motivation. Whew! I kind of touched up on this throughout the whole podcast, but something I noticed, as we've been moving along with our progress, with the podcast, etc., everything, is that our motivational stuff at the end of our podcasts have been, at the beginning they were always about getting out of the comfort zone,
mm-hmm.
right? And then slowly they shifted to this point where it's like, now it's no longer getting out of the comfort zone. Now our motivation is about putting in the work, grinding. You know, relying on the people who are there for you. And it's just interesting how the evolution of our podcast and of the way we've been working has changed from us being scared to being out there
right.
to now it's just like, it's happening, let's do it. Like, what was it, 3 months ago we had one camera in front of us. Now we have 3 cameras in front of us, both of which are live feeds and from different places. Like, I'm like...
You shot a 4th and do Stitcher too, right?
For sure, I mean, I'm not in the comfort zone at all, and I'm happy as hell.
It's a good place to be.
And that's like that. That's where I would start. You know, with motivation is the fact that just keep in mind that we started with getting out of the comfort zone, and now it's just like things are moving.
Right,
boom,
you did mention that, yeah.
Yeah, I did mention. I just mentioned it.
It's interesting. The motivation that's been coming out has basically been following our narrative of where we are in our business.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, that interesting, huh?
So with that being said, I have
our minds are thinking about what's
I have
for.
A couple of motivational lines. I don't know exactly where they come from, but I have a couple motivational lines that I think are very apropos. Is that the right word to us?
Sure,
that's the right word, right?
Let's just say it is.
Okay, let's just say it is. Fine. Well, no, but one thing is that I stopped explaining myself when I realized people only understand from their level of perception.
Hmm.
That one resonates with me because it has to do with getting out of the comfort zone. It has to do with the law of attraction. It has to do with doing all these weird repetition things so that you can realize that, like, yeah, you have to be the weird one in the crew to just to see things through and to really exemplify your success.
What if all three of us are weird?
Well, I think he meant like three of us is okay, relative to the world.
Another thing is that I would say is as far as having the right people around you in your life, I would say appreciate those who don't give up on you. And you're always one person away from a different lifestyle.
Amazing.
And that's what I got. Those are my things.
One person away, meaning that you're going to the next. You keep meeting new people, and that one person might be the key to the door of
everything you're looking for.
Exactly. If you guys have anything else to add, I think that really sums
it up. I think that's pretty amazing for now.
With that being said, we would really very much. It would be helping us out a lot if you hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, send us a comment. We will reply to your comments. It really helps us out, and we hope that you continue to enjoy our journey. And this concludes episode 13 of the Bruce Lohal Audio Experience. Do the hand.
Did you want to do the hand thing?
Yes.
Or did you want to do the hand thing?
Don't if you break the table, though. No. I'm kidding. Don't
break. Ready?
If you're watching on YouTube, please make sure to subscribe, support us, like, share, and subscribe, and you'll get more of our content, whether you like it or not.